Have you been hitting the books and listening to lectures all day? It's time to relax, to unwind, and listen up. This is Brooke from Campus Chronicles, your go-to podcast for everything student life. No matter where you are in your academic journey, we have you covered. Think of us as a trusted mentor, friend, and confidant who always has your back. We'll be sharing inspiring stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical advice to help you succeed in and out of the classroom. So get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and entertained. Hello, hello, everyone. I am here with a guest that I am so excited to share with you. Her name is Debbie Crouch, and she is from Art for Wellness, CIC. Debbie, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm so excited to dive into this topic and the ways that we can use art to facilitate and support our wellness. But before we do, I would love some background on you. Where and how did you get started?
It all began after I'd been through my personal well-being journey. And I identified that one of the things that I really wanted to do was to learn how to draw and paint as an adult. So I signed up to go to a local college at our nearest place, which is in Barnsley. And it was designed for adults to be able to learn how to draw and paint, all around supporting their well-being. Now, I was very nervous when I first went because I'd got to the situation where I'd lost my confidence. I didn't like being around people. Walking into a room was terrifying. But the tutor made us feel so welcome. And I was able to start going on a regular basis, and from splashing paint around to just having fun learning to draw, just experimenting, I absolutely fell in love with it. And I found a passion. It was like, wow, I want to share this with other people, because it started making such a difference to my own life. I just thought, if I can share this with other people, how would it help them? And I was really lucky in the sense that in going to the class, I also met my best friend, my now best friend. And she's part of Art for Wellness. She helps and she supports. And she's another artist that we work together, which is fantastic because we're bouncing the ideas off each other all the time. And from then, lockdown came, didn't it? And it was a time where we weren't able to go out or socialise. I decided to set up a Facebook group. And I set up a Facebook group because I wanted to have a safe community that people could come and interact, share their art, share positive stories, even pictures, going for a walk, taking pictures to show people the countryside where I lived. And unbeknown to me, in less than 6 months, it grew to over 10,000 people worldwide. And this was like, whoa, what's happened?
And they're like, oh my goodness, now all of a sudden I have a very big audience.
Yes. But the interaction in there, and people were making friendships and giving feedback, sharing their artwork, sharing positive statements. And there were even some that watched it for a while. And then they come on board and said, it gave me the confidence to have a go at art myself, which was amazing. And it was only a conversation with a friend that asked me if I thought about going into business. Now, my initial reaction was, me, go into business? I can't do anything like that. I don't know what I'm doing. But, you know, through interacting with different people and going along to networking events and various things, I built up my community interest company. And it's something that I just feel has changed my life, because it's given me confidence. It's given me direction. I enjoy it because I not only enjoy doing my own artwork, but I enjoy teaching other people as well. And every day I'm excited because I've got something in my life that means so much to me. I just want to share that with as many people as I can.
You can really feel your enthusiasm. You can feel how excited you are about art. And I love that. When we think about university, all of those difficult, challenging feelings, that big time of transition, art is such an amazing way to facilitate personal growth, well-being. Let's talk about that. Have you ever used art with university-aged students?
I haven't actually. I've used it with younger. I've done children's lessons, and then I've done adult lessons. I suppose I know really that art can be for everybody, and it's all about expression, your feelings and your emotions onto paper. And I think that, especially as a student, if you're in an environment where you're constantly surrounded by targets and having to do your work and your studies and one thing and another, it's still important to have time for yourself. Just even if it's doing journaling, and by journaling, it started off just write down three things every day that make you happy.
And even better, you can draw some little things in your journal as well.
Yes.
You engage that creativity as well. Because I think sometimes what's so hard, right, is we think everything I do must be productive. It has to have a strong purpose and I can't waste any time and every moment of my day must be optimized. And sometimes it's easy to set art and play to the side and say, oh, no, not today. I'll work on that when I have more free time.
You end up not having the free time because you don't put yourself first. And it's so important just carve out 5-10 minutes a day, even if it's just getting a pencil and doodling on a piece of paper or scribbling, or it doesn't really matter what you do. It's just having that mindful time just to think, I'm just going to have a bit of fun. I mean, back going to school, did anybody else do the same where if they were bored during a lesson, they used to colour flowers or stick men, or they draw pictures in the margins of the work? Why can't you do that as an adult? You know, why can't you just doodle and draw as an adult?
Mm-hmm. What changes do you see in yourself and the people that you work with when you start giving yourself that permission? Because it comes down to permission to play, to create, to have fun.
I think I've had comments where people have said it makes them feel younger. It makes them feel childlike. It makes them feel that it is fun. It's like going to a place where you can just be yourself, where you're not having to follow set rules or procedures. You're just having fun. And that's what it should be about.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of melts off those layers of, I have to be that, you know, I have to be this, I have to do this, I should become this person, and gets back to that more joyful, childlike state. But we can use that joyful, childlike state for so many things. It helps us to become more productive. It helps us to become more creative. It helps us to become more well, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Talk about that.
Yeah, from mind, body, spirit, and soul, one of the things that I do is a simple breathing exercise if I'm start to feel overwhelmed or there's too much going on. And it's just breathing in slowly, counting to three, and then breathing out. And I find that that can be done anytime. It's like if you're staring at the screen all the time, you need to have regular breaks. And even if it's just moving away and closing your eyes for a couple of minutes and just emptying your mind, because it's all connected and it's all about energies. And it's important to look after your own energy, because while you may be at times, I know myself, being a people pleaser or trying to put other people first and forgetting about yourself, what you need to realize is that having your own self-care and time to do something for you is just as important. In fact, it's more important, because if you don't look after yourself, you get to the point where you're not in a position to be able to look after everybody else, because you've burnt out, you've done too much. And it's it's like any other behaviour. It's getting into different routines. And like on the morning before I get out of bed now, I just sit there and I close my eyes and I just think, right, what are the nice things that I want to do today? And just have a little time to think before you get out of bed and start rushing around and doing everything. And that's really good to be able to do that.
It is. And I love that art gives you that time to sit down and create without judging yourself or saying you have to have this grade. Because sometimes in university, we're worried about passing courses, getting internships or work experiences, and we have to be good enough. But art gives us an opportunity to let go of that. I know for me growing up, I always said, oh, I'm not good at drawing. I'm not good at painting. I'm not good at any sort of visual art. What would you say to somebody who's nervous because they don't think that they're skilled at art?
I would say, give yourself a chance to have a go, to try something new and see how it makes you feel at the end of it, without making judgment of that you're trying to do something in a certain way or produce a certain thing. Listen to a bit of music. If you don't feel ready to be creative, do something else. Go for a walk. Listen to music. Read a book. Do something else that's going to relax you. And then come back to it at a different time. Don't feel the pressure that you have to do something straight away if you don't feel that it's the right time to do it. Fun things that I like to do is called free writing. And I'll give myself 5 minutes, blank piece of paper and a pen, and I'll time myself any thought that goes into your head, regardless of if it makes sense or not. Regardless of spelling, you don't have to worry about anything like that. Just write it all out on a piece of paper. And then at the end of it, you could look back at it and you've come up with ideas and thoughts that you didn't even know were there. Or it might be that you want to rip that piece of paper up and forget about it. But that's fine. You empty your mind of those thoughts. You've got it out there onto paper. And I find that to be a really useful thing to do.
You bring up an amazing point, is that art doesn't always have to be, I sat down with a piece of paper and a pencil. It can be something else. It can be singing, dancing, moving your body. Do you explore that in your work?
Yes, I do. I do a little bit of mindfulness as well as part of the art therapy, where I will get people to relax and breathe and then close their eyes and I'll tell them a story. And the story will relate to a life situation, but in a fun way. And I'll relate it to being creative and having fun. And it's just having that time to just relax and listen to something else and just switch your mind off from everything else that's going around you. So, yeah, I like to do lots of different things that would support being calm. Support being relaxed. And I've always believed that, like, creativity, it covers all sorts of things. Where even from anyone that likes to do woodwork, anybody that likes to do crafting, knitting, sewing, it could be even baking. You know, I think that's a form of craft, creative as well. And it's finding that one thing that you enjoy doing that makes you feel good.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be the same thing. Do you find that the people in your business and in your practice are trying new opportunities for art and new endeavors?
And one thing that I love when I do my workshops, I'll have people come to me at the beginning and say, I don't know anything about art. I've never done it. I wouldn't know where to start. And we'll start doing something fun. And then at the end of it, they've thrown themselves in and they've had a go and enjoyed it. And they said, oh, I really enjoyed that. It's led me to think of things that I haven't thought about. It reminded me of when I was younger and I used to do this. Or it reminded me when I worked there and I used to do this. Or I had a friend and we used to do this. And it's about how it sparks the memories, how it sparks the joy that they bring out in themselves of things that they've done in the past. And when they turn around to me and say, I want to do that again, come back again, that just is the best feeling in the world.
Well, it's so heartwarming. And for university students, they might be on a limited budget. They may be in a limited space physically. What advice do you have for them to get started? What would you tell them if they want to get involved in this art therapy?
I would say, think of something really basic to begin with. I started off with coloring books and felted pens.
Oh, I love coloring books.
And just coloring in. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get started. It could be that you've got a piece of paper and a pencil and you're just doodling and scribbling. It doesn't really matter. It's just starting and having a go. And one thing that I did in my business right at the beginning, I was really lucky to get lottery funding. And I wanted to set up what I class as a free resource scheme so that there was something there for everybody, especially those who aren't able to afford to tap into those resources. So I've got a library of resources, easy art tutorials to do, whether it's learning to draw or learning to paint or journaling, that people can download, do it in their own time, and it just gets them started. And that was important, that I had something there that everyone can tap into and have a go.
Mm-hmm. And getting over that initial fear and the initial trepidation of, oh, this feels so silly.
Yes. And I've always encouraged people to share their artwork no matter what. And either whether it's on the website or whether it's in the Facebook group. But the community that we have in there, it's lovely. And everybody likes to see what other people have created or what ideas they can come up with. And that's what it should be about, having a safe space that you can explore and just have a go at doing something different.
Mm-hmm. Because I love that's a safe space externally, but art creates such a safe place internally too.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Having an easier time exploring your emotions and how you feel. Because we all know that the university transition comes with really big emotions. How does art help you process those?
It allows you to stop thinking about those stressful things and the things that are making you feel overwhelmed. It's allowing you to just pause. One of the things that I love to do is I call it like splash painting. And whether you're using watercolor or acrylics, it doesn't really matter. Just get some paper or a canvas, mix your paint and just splash it. And just have fun throwing it onto the paper and making a pattern and then come and leave it to dry, come away. And then you can come back at a later time and perhaps add other details in. And sometimes you'll start seeing shapes and things within your picture that you didn't necessarily see at the beginning. And it like opened your mind and your imagination.
Imagination is such a good point. As somebody who is very imaginative myself, when I'm creating, I mentioned that I love coloring books, I find that my body relaxes as well.
Yes, definitely. You can feel that your heartbeat starts to become calmer. You feel that you're slowing down, that the pace of life is becoming slower, and you're absorbed in the moment. You're absorbed in what you're doing, and you don't always realize the time that you are absorbed in doing something creative. But afterwards, you realize that I really enjoyed doing that. I should do more of having a bit of time for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like exercise. You feel those benefits afterwards. Sometimes in the moment, you're not so sure. But when you get done, you feel better, uplifted, more powerful. And for me, it's the same when I engage in something creative.
It is. Yes, definitely.
Now, Debbie, I have a hard question for you. If you could give three pieces of advice, they can be related to art therapy, although they do not necessarily have to be related. Three pieces of advice to university students, What would those three pieces of advice be?
I guess the first thing would be, if you receive any negative feedback or criticism from somebody else, just remember that they don't know you as a whole person, that they don't know everything about you, and their opinions that they have are not a true reflection of who you are as a person. And if it's something that you're passionate about, then don't give up on your dreams. Keep on doing the things that you want to do. And another thing I would say is, don't spend all of your time studying. Make time for yourself. Even if it's having a cup of coffee with friends, even if it's going out for a walk, you do need, in all stages of your life, time for you. And don't ever feel guilty about it, because it's important. And I guess what else I would say is, believe in yourself. I think it's easy to get wrapped up comparing yourself to other people, comparing your work to other people, but realize that you're new, unique. You've got your own style. You've got your own thoughts. You've got your own experiences, your own imagination. And that is enough. You don't have to compare yourself or be like anybody else. You just need to be yourself.
That's beautiful. And I think it relates to your art as well. Your art doesn't have to look like it's going to win an award. Your art does not have to be perfect, flawless, wonderfully sketched or blended. But it does have to represent you and what's currently going on inside of you.
Absolutely.
Now, is there a quote or a mantra or a song lyric, in fact, that you live your life by, and why?
I think if I was to pick a song lyric, I would pick Cyndi Lauper, and it's True Colours. I just love to that song, because it's about living the life and living your life. I'm not going to sing it because I can't sing.
But you guys, as Debbie so wonderfully pointed out, we don't always have to be good at our art to engage in our art. So although we would certainly welcome her singing right now, she's not ready. But I encourage you guys, even if singing's not your technical gift, sing if that's what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And so you love True Colours.
I do. When anybody asks me a question, it's for some reason, it's always the first song that comes into my head. And I guess because of my age, I tend to like a lot of 80s music as well. So I tend to go for that genre, which maybe some people may like it and some people may not have heard of it. And I appreciate that.
And I think it's so fitting to do with your business and all of the things that you've been talking about. As we wrap up here, I have two more questions for you. Firstly, if someone has been inspired by you, they want to learn more about you and your offerings, where do they go?
I would say, take a look at the website, which is creativewellnessjourney.co.uk. Have a look on Facebook. I've got a page on there for you to explore Art for Wellness with Debbie Crouch, or there's the Facebook group, or I'm on Instagram. I'm all over the place. I also want to mention, I've also got a book that I've just been collaborating on. And it was a book wrote by Mandy Nicholson, and it's called Beyond the Ordinary. And she invited 30 co-authors to come along and share their stories. They were all from either a creative or a neurodiverse background, where they've been through lots of different situations, from it may be mental health, it may be addiction. It's like going through real life situations and how they've got through that to the other side. They're sharing their stories, and they're raw, they're real, and they're there to help other people. When the book was launched in October, it became a number one bestseller on the day of launch. And we're all immensely proud of that book. And to realize that the stories that are in there can help and support so many other people. And that is why we made them. That is why we shared them.
That is incredible. And it sounds like writing your stories was a work of art as well.
Yes.
So Debbie is engaging so much art in her life. As we wrap up here, is there something that I haven't asked, something particularly on your heart to share with our audience? Is there anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
I would just say, enjoy your life, whatever direction you choose to be in. Don't let anybody else try to tell you what career you should have, what steps you should follow, who you should be friends with, who you shouldn't be friends with. Always believe in that inner voice inside, because they know what's right for you.
And you can tap into that inner voice by doing some art, like Debbie suggests, if it's been a little quiet and you don't know how to engage it. Well, everybody, you heard it here. I've had a wonderful time talking with Debbie. She's been a complete delight and a complete joy to have. Debbie, thank you so much for sharing your time and energy with us.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to come and talk with you today.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.